the Iowa Blue Showcase, episode 31. Today's official date is December 18th of 2016. Yep, the year 2016 is just about over. A lot of people are saying that this has been a terrible year, but you know the Cubs won the World Series, so how could you say that's terrible? Yes, I do have a theory that the Cubs winning the World Series is probably cursed us all, so that's why 2016 is so bad. But you know, at least 24% of the population is very happy right now, so you know, you can't say that, you know, it's completely a disaster. If we're going to be around in 2017 within a month or so, that'll be a miracle. But until then, you know, hey, celebrate, it's the Blues, baby. And then also 2016 coming to an end. We got some shows coming up. No, we don't have any more live shows. The very last one was last week, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And I want a big shout to Brandon Dennis. He'll be next week's show. But holy cow, he brought out a bunch of people, a bunch of young people. And that was neat seeing Brandon again, because we hadn't seen him since he was a 17-year-old high school kid that played for us the previous season. So, wow, that was awesome. But more about that next week. Anyway, other shows coming up. I'm hoping to have a Christmas show. I thought I was going to have a special Christmas show, but then content's going to be an issue. So I'm looking, and so, you know, we'll see. I'm putting out callers and feelers and all the rest of stuff to see if I can't find some people that want to be interested in our Christmas show, and we'll see. We still got a week. Yeah, okay. So anyway, and then there will be a New Year's show, and I'll try to work it out so that a special time will come. You know, when it's New Year's, officially New Year's, you know, and I'll tell you what time it would be. So if you started at a certain time, when it's actually New Year's, it'll be New Year's. So there you go. Hope that will work out. But anyway, those are the things coming up. So I got a lot of work to do here in the next couple weeks. And actual live show that won't be recorded, but maybe we should record it, I don't know, would be the Backstage Boogie Band. That's the rock band that I play with, but we also play a lot of blues. We really sneak in a lot of blues, because all of us were blues players, and at one point, Backstage Boogie Band was a hardcore blues band, when Harlan Thomas was, because it was his band. He left the band 2-3 years ago. Then I eventually replaced him, but, you know, it became a rock band, after he left. And so, you know, but our heart's in the blues. So maybe we'll, you know, record that New Year's Eve show too. But anyway, we'll be at the Thirsty Sportsman in Des Moines, Iowa. That's over on Southwest 9th and McKinley. It's a really big place, nice place. So if you're in Iowa looking for something to do on New Year's, come on out and enjoy the fun. And I believe it's free. So there you go. And nice club, safe club, and cool stage. And, of course, we'll have our lights and everything. And maybe we can even get the smoke machine, too. So anyway, let's see. What else is going on that we need to talk about? As far as live shows, like I said, the last one was last week. I don't know that we're going to do any big ones. We wanted to, but boy, it's just tough. So we're looking smaller. And again, I'll let you know when and where when we start recording again. So anyway, the last two, obviously this week and next week, are the ones we've recorded, and then that'll be it. Then today's been a bizarre day. Well, the last 2 days, it's been cold, which is great from my perspective. I get worried when it's not December-like weather. So, hey, it's December. And then my car didn't start. So then I've been running around town trying to find the right battery for a car that just doesn't want to start, but then it starts and then it runs good, but then it probably won't start in the morning. But apparently I have one of these Chevy HHRs, which I like, but apparently it has a very rare battery. So all over town I went, couldn't find one. When I finally found one, they said they wouldn't put it in because, well, they didn't have any openings until next week. So, wow, fun. So anyway, hopefully roadside assistance will get me started in the morning. But the reason I brought that up is that's why I got a late start in the show, because Doug had the show and I had to get a battery before I could get to Doug, and then I finally gave up the battery and ran to Doug and got that. And so I am back, and now it's time to put on the show. So tonight's show is a great one. It is, again, the first part of last week's live show at Grandview University. It's Sedona Cochran. And she is a great singer. I discovered her a year or two ago. She's originally from California and has come to Iowa. And she is really good. And we've been blessed with this kind of talent that comes from all over the place and shows up in Des Moines. Des Moines is a hip and happening town, in case you didn't know. It is a town that is attracting young people by large and large numbers, and my hope is that this is going to be part of what will save the blues, because it's bad, and we do talk about that a little bit. And then another, our second guest is Tom Buckmiller, a professor, doctor, I think he's Dr. Buckmiller. Or Professor Buck, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask. I think he's doctor. He's a friend of mine from Drake University, a place that I work time there. He's an ed professor. I'm a history professor. And Tom has a couple of bands he plays with. The one that's the blues band is, I believe, it's Jimmy the Weasel. And they are a cool band, but Tom just came by himself, but that was okay because our band backed him up, and it was a lot of fun. It sounded great. And so you'll hear him tonight as well. Awesome guitar player. So, and he also is doing a blues class, which just wrapped up. We finished the semester this week or last week. That was finals week, so now we're in the middle of grading. Oh, such joy. But anyway, he had a blues class that he did, and hopefully there's a book coming out that'll be part of that, and kind of interested to see how it came out. But he also is doing his best to save the blues as well. So, I mean, we all are, and hopefully this show and the book and blues societies and the shows and all this stuff can rekindle people's interest in the blues, because y'all need the blues, people. Yeah, need them. All right, we wasted enough time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go right to it. We had a little technical issue with the first song, but you can still hear it. It's the house band. We're going to kick off with a Kansas City song. Just to give you a little background, I believe it was Wee Willie Jackson wrote the song originally from Kansas City. Somehow Lieber and Stroller and Wilbur Harrison got in a tussle over who wrote it. Neither one of them wrote it. Yeah, I believe Lieber and Stroller were the ones that got credit for it in the court case. But again, I think the real guy who wrote it was from Kansas City. And then we added a little Richards, Hey, 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 Kansas City, Hey, Hey, Hey at the back of it. So, yeah, just to really, really confuse you even more. But anyway, that's what we're doing. We're doing a version of Kansas City by, I don't know, four different people. So hope you enjoy it. And then the show will just kick off with Sedona and then Tom Buckmiller. So we'll come back at the end. do a few updates, and hey, hope you enjoy the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Thank you. Threw in a little bit of Little Richard's Hey 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 there at the end. This is the Iowa Blues Showcase podcast number 31. Glad that you're all here. And yay! All right, she's got herself on the podcast now. Anyway, hope that and glad you're all here. We've got a great show for you tonight, and we're happy to be here. This is our last show here at Grandview. We're going to take a slight pause and then pick things up probably in February. So we'll update you, look at the Facebook page, it's Blues Army Des Moines, and we'll keep you updated on where the new Season 6 will be. So. Hopefully the distance between Season 5 and 6 won't be as big as the distance between Season 4 and Season 5, which was 13 years. So, no, we've enjoyed being here, and I want to thank the Viking Swing Club for donating the space to us, and so that was, it was great and wonderful, and we've had a good time. Our first guest tonight is a singer that I've just met here recently in about the last year or so. She's got a band, Sedona and the Blue Flames. And they're really good. They've been in the blues contest, and hopefully you'll see and hear more of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Sedona Cochran.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll go, yeah, this one will work.
First one's a straight shuffle in C.
C?
Yeah.
C.
Mm-hmm.
C.
Suddenly wasn't ready. I suddenly wasn't ready. Give me a second.
It's right. No pressure.
Right, right?
Yeah, there's only like 15, 20 people that will be listening to it, so.
Right. Right, right. It's the other ones. Wait a minute.
Are you listening?
Yeah, eventually it might be millions, but who knows?
Right.
The show was popular in Russia, but they haven't downloaded in quite a while, so.
They've just stolen it.
Yeah, they just steal it.
That's right.
Said his woman up and left. She got tired of staying home by herself. If you want a good woman, be a real good man.
Give me one, brother. you.
Well, welcome to the showcase.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell us about yourself and your band and what's going on here.
About myself. I am an Iowa native, was gone for a few decades to Northern California. Been back for a year and a half maybe when we first met and I came over to the music scene here. I've got the Blue Flames. Of course, they change out a little bit every once in a while. Kind of been a little bit on hiatus because I've been focusing on some business things. So
sure.
Yeah. But I don't know, I'm having fun. I love it when I get the chance to actually get out and perform with musicians. Love it with all my heart.
Oh, awesome. And so what did you do in California? Did you play blues there?
No, I was doing other music.
Oh.
Blues was new when I came back last year and started this project with some local musicians. So it's been fun. I love it.
Oh, well, we definitely need more blues performers here in town. We're struggling a little bit. You know? we haven't replaced any of the older musicians that they've literally passed on. There's not been a lot to replace them, so it's good to have new people coming in.
I dig that it's kind of an underground scene.
Unfortunately, yes. You know, the sad thing, maybe 15 years ago, it was a really hot scene, and it just fell into disrepair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't really find a particular thing to blame. It's just the way it is, and it's that way everywhere. You know, as far as the national scene as well. So.
Right. I think it's an art form that's never necessarily going to go away. It may not be in the mainstream, but there are still people that love it and that are listening to it, like the listeners of this podcast. So
sure.
It may go underground, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And. And thanks to Brandon, he's brought all these young people, so
right?
Yay, some new ears.
Yay! See, exactly, that's the start of it, and you guys are going to do it. As this generation isn't here with us anymore, then it's our opportunity to take it on and make it our own, you know?
Yeah, that's true, and then we're just hoping to get more and more young people into it. So,
because
bar owners tell me, well, I can't book you because kids hate the blues, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Whatever.
Out there.
That's tough.
You got another song for us?
I do. This one's going to be Slow Shuffle, and we'll do it in C.
Just a slow blues in C?
Yeah.
All right.
Slow blues, thank you.
From the 5 or the 1? Yeah.
But I sure know where you're going. Are you for real? Or are you just my imagination? You won't be able to leave this one alone. We're gonna have a good time, baby. You're gonna feel so fine.
Give me some yummy.
I've been waiting on someone like you.
Amazing musicians.
So Donna Cochran, ladies and gentlemen. Good job. We'll be right back after this brief short message.
Hi, this is Tom Gehry from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. Page is dedicated to local musicians where videos, links to music, anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band. As long as it's blues. And especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us, Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, Podcast 31. Where our next guest comes to us from just a rival university. Just down the street, ladies and gentlemen. He plays with Jimmy the Weasel. And we're going to have a good story to tell in our interview. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Buck Miller.
Thank you. song I wrote may or may not be about my family. So you know that.
Okay.
Granddaddy told me, don't you do like me. He played that fiddle mad on moonshine whiskey. Oh no. Well, don't you follow me, son. With a guitar problem. My daddy told me, don't you do like me. He played that mandolin on Red Label Jim Beam. Oh no. Oh, don't you follow me, son. Cause I'm a whiskey man with a guitar problem. Come on, son. Templeton and forget to come home. That's why, baby. You follow me, son. I'm a whiskey man with a guitar pop. Take it home, Donald Poole.
Well, Tom, welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Good to see you here. And greetings from Grandview University to Drake University.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Of course, it's my employer, too, but we're not saying that out loud. So talk about Jimmy the Weasel. I haven't had a chance to hear you guys yet. And been trying to, but you've been playing the same nights I play, so that makes it tough.
It's a fun band. It's a new band, New Weasels. I think we've been around about a year and a half. Big seven-piece band, so we've got Mississippi saxophone, and American saxophone, and a couple guitars, and Hammond. So we play a lot of jump stuff, but we'll do a little of everything. So it's a fun group.
Cool. Now, I remember... What band was that I saw you with the whole avenue?
100 Mondays.
Yeah, that was a fun band.
It's all faculty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Docs Who Rock or Nerd Band. I don't know how you say it, but it was fun. Just got finished up this class that I have to talk about really briefly.
Oh, sure.
Teaching class on the blues right now, the Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's called Life in the Key of E Minor, What We Can Learn from the American Blues Movement. So it's been good. A group of freshmen come in, and I say you can't learn about the blues from a textbook. So we got to go out. So field trips to Lefties and see the Buttercow Band. Got speakers coming in. And then I think the key point is we're writing a book. And each one of these freshmen have to go out and interview a blues player from the metro area.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of how they construct the blues. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a good class. We'll wrap that up this week.
Yeah, that's you had one of your students interview me in my office at Drake. That was kind of fun. I think that's a cool project. Is that going to be a book available for the public, or is that just going to be like a project that you guys have done?
Yeah, it'll be on Amazon. So I think we're going to negotiate with the Central Iowa Blues Society. Members will get a discount on that. Cool. So it'll just be 10 or 15 bucks. But students had a blast. Students really were curious about this blues. And I think they had a perception of this blues being this kind of slow, old, clunky blues. And then they go see Matt Woods play, or Rob Lombard come in, Dewey Cantrell, all these guys who are just tearing it up. And I think these freshmen kind of get their minds blown. And, you know, if our job is to keep the blues alive, you know, we just got to do it little by little. So.
Yeah, and I found that true, too, when I was up at Buena Vista and I was teaching a blues history class up there. And the same thing, you know, when they first come in, they have a preconceived notion, and then when they leave, they've converted because they just see that it's a powerful music and it uplifting music, and it's not to give you the blues, it's to, you know, get rid of the blues. You know, it's kind of a cure-all. So, it was kind of fun talking to your student. So it's just freshmen that take that class?
Yeah, it's a writing class. So. Okay. You can teach whatever you want, any content topic want, but you got to hit critical thinking and writing and those type of things. So for me, it was a no-brainer, and it's a class I don't always teach, but just proposed it, and they went for it, and a good response. So hopefully we can teach again in the fall. Or teach
awesome.
Again.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Looking for guests, and we'll get all the talented people in this room to come out and help us out.
Awesome. All right. Well, you got another song for us.
Let's do Tore Down. We got a newborn son at home named Freddie, Freddie Vaughn. So we'll send this Freddie King song out for my 10-week-old.
Now, did the wife allow you to do that? Did she know what you were doing when you named him that?
He was born on Ray Charles' birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to go Charles Ray. Uh-huh. And she said, let's just stick with, she likes the Vaughn brothers, so get what we get out of it. So, okay. But he's... I'm not sleeping these days. It's 10 weeks and changing diapers and all
true.
That. So that's a different kind of blues.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. my right. Love like ours, honey, is out of sight. I love you in the morning and the evening too. And every time you leave me, I get mad at you, cause I'm tore down, almost level with the ground.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Isle Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase. The show of shows. The drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing. And it's wonderful. And it's free. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
We'll just keep that. Alright, so we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play a quick song here. And this will be the end of the first hour of the Odd Blue Showcase. So for those of you at home listening, we want to thank you for listening and join us next week. For those of you here in the audience, we got another hour, so don't worry, the show's not over. We're only halfway through. Hey, it works out pretty good.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was Iowa Blues Showcase.
Thank you very much. We'll be back the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase shortly. Don't
31. I had to interrupt myself there. The wonders of modern technology and the wonders of post-production. Well, a couple things to talk about. The Showcase, we seem to be doing all right with downloads again. We hit a patch there for basically the day after the election until this week where our downloads were down and the eyeballs hitting the site were down. Now, it's really interesting because the eyeballs still haven't returned. We were getting about 500 looks and a day, and it dropped down to 200, and it's gone. It's a little bit over 200, like 210, 215, but it is strange. But the downloads did pick up this last week to almost to normal levels, or what was normal before the election. So I really don't know what's going on there. And then I don't know how many of you know about the blog. We have a blog. I have a blog called Blues Historian. I've had this blog for a long, long time. Going all the way back to like 2006, I think, somewhere back then. And it was a very popular blog. At one point, I was getting, 500, 600, 700, 800 visits a day. And then it kind of dropped down to 100 a day and just stayed right there for years. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped. And that happened about 2 to 3 weeks ago, where nobody's checking the blog. And I thought, well, this is strange. So I started looking at my analytics, and I don't know if this had anything to do with it, but apparently we were getting hit from somewhere in St. Petersburg, Russia, about 2,000 a day, and it were spammers, and yet nobody else was coming to the site. And yet those guys, because they were coming in as spammers, they weren't showing up on my regular hits. Matter of fact, the only reason I knew they were spammers is because they were showing up in the language of the browser, which is really weird. I don't know how they were doing that. And they were trying to get me, because I'd be the only one to see it when I look at my analytics, to check out their website. And then they told me to vote for Trump, which was really weird because the election's over when they'd been hitting us. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on there, but I looked it up, and apparently it's some sort of weird spam attack that they're trying to get people to, you know, who are looking through their analytics and trying to figure out something going wrong, and then they see this website in the language section, and they go check it out, and then they their computer gets compromised, so... I didn't check it out. I looked it up, and not looked up the site, but I looked up the wording on Google and found several sites mentioning that it was that. So I don't know. I hope we didn't, you know, PO the Russians too bad. I don't know why they'd be mad at us. You know, they love us. I mean, my last CD, Tom Gary Blues Band, Yesterday and Today, I mean, they downloaded a shitload of those things. So, I mean, and they got it for free. So, I don't know why they're mad at me. I never complained about it, you know. So, yeah, what can I do, man, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway, I did notice traffic has not returned quite to normal on the blog, but it's about half of what it was, so... Not really sure what's going on there. So looking into it, still hoping that, you know, it goes back to about 100 eyeballs a day. That's what it normally would do. Seems to be right around 50 to 60, which is better than zero. So I don't know. Weird stuff going on. Yeah, we're just plugging along. The site itself is doing pretty good. We're still not at all 50 states. There's still about 9 states that haven't downloaded the Showcase yet. And we have a lot of countries all over the world downloading, my goodness, from every corner of the world. Matter of fact, obviously more countries have downloaded than states have. But the sheer numbers are still from the United States, without a doubt. And Iowa is the number one download state. And then California and New Mexico on regular, you know, all-time were leading. But now they've kind of just stopped here recently. And now we're getting Maryland, District of Columbia, Illinois, are all downloading a lot more than California and New Mexico. So I don't know what that means. But, yeah, apparently in D.C. and Maryland, they have the blues. And God bless you out there for downloading us and all over the United States. And if you have a friend, especially in the Great Plains areas like Montana and Utah and the Dakotas, tell them to download us. Come on. It's like, ain't gonna hurt ya. And then New Hampshire too, you two up there, hey, you know, and I believe Alaska also. We haven't had a download from Alaska, so come on, it's time. So hope you enjoyed the show. Next week's show will be really good too. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, so tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. Download the Iowa Blues Showcase because it's here to save the blues and to give you a wonderful, warm evening to warm you up on one of these cold winter nights. Because, yes, the blues, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hot in the summer, it'll cool you down. And if you're cold in the winter, it'll warm you up because that's what the blues is looking out for you, people. So you need to download. Download, download. Tell your friends and your neighbors, please, because we love you very much. All right, we'll see you next week. You have a happy holiday and enjoy the Iowa Blues Showcase.